We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
The president in Erie last night, and so was Joe Beamer at the president's rally in Erie. Joe, you look a little disheveled this morning.
Yeah, let's just say the rally was fun. It was your typical Trump rally. However, the getting out of the Trump rally was poorly organized. I don't know if that's on the good folks of Erie, Pennsylvania, or with the campaign, but for an event that ended at 8:30, I didn't leave Erie until 10. The good thing was, it was so backed up at the airport, there was really no traffic once I got to my car.
Was the problem that there was like one way in, one way out?
Well, there was a shuttle, and the shuttles were just people jamming to get on the shuttle.
I think there's one person they're focused on getting out, and it wasn't you.
I realized that after the event. I realized that. But beside that, you know, it was your typical Trump event, and I was so far in the back that I was able to socially distance. And the one thing is, you hear about these rallies, right? And they say, most people not wearing masks or something. And I have to say, obviously, I don't know about the ones not in Erie, Pennsylvania. But yesterday, you had masks on everyone I saw. You had masks being handed out by the campaign at the shuttle and then again at the entrance to people who didn't have masks, and two temperature checks on your way into the event.
Oh, all right. So you actually then left with a souvenir mask.
Well, I brought my own, so they did not give it to you if you had yours on.
Did you feel like you're at, you know, what they call a super spreader event?
I didn't. And you know me, I've been taking this quite seriously from the beginning. I didn't. We were outside the entire time, minus the shuttle. But you're outside the entire time. And like I said, I got there late enough to where I wasn't in the middle of the crowd. I was toward the back of the crowd, which is probably also why I left at a reasonable time. So for me, I felt safe the entire time. But taking precautions, I got my extra mic screen, I'm wearing my mask here, cleaning up all over the control room. So taking the precautions nonetheless, and I'm getting a test in 2 days.
Is that, did you have any indication that was a new thing? You mentioned the masks, and that is one thing I did notice, you know, looking at a lot of the pictures from what happened last night in Erie, and you see people behind the president when he's speaking on the stage, and you see people all wearing a mask. And I have to, it is the first time that I've ever seen that at one of these Trump rallies. Do you think that's a Pennsylvania-specific thing because of where you are in the country? Is that something new that they're trying out, putting people in masks?
It's either that or they see the polling on the nation's thought on his response to the pandemic and saying, hey, maybe we should have people in masks. I posted the email that I got at the Joe Beamer on Twitter, and it had in bold and underline, please wear a mask throughout the duration of the event. And like I said, numerous checkpoints, they had people handing out masks to those who didn't have them on. By the time I got in the event, though, I have to say, I saw more people not wearing a mask when I went to the Apple store yesterday than when I was at the event.
How much did the president talk about coronavirus?
The pandemic he brought up at the beginning. He talked about treatments. He talked about cures. He used the line, look at me. It only took 3 days. And then he would veer off. I mean, in typical Trump fashion, he'd be on the teleprompter and then he'd say something. The pandemic would come back. But he focused more on the economy. He focused more on jobs, on peace deals overseas. He really hit hard the message that he's the first president in forever to not start a new war so far during his first term. And then obviously Hunter Biden came up just a few times in the hour speech he gave yesterday.
What was the reaction when, and we heard the clip a little bit earlier on this hour, he says, you know, I'm in Erie. I would have never came to Erie.
I thought that was a really interesting comment. You know, he's talking about how beautiful Pennsylvania is. It's great being here, but if it wasn't for the pandemic, another time he brought the pandemic up, I wouldn't be in Erie, Pennsylvania. I thought that was an interesting comment when you have thousands of people sitting there. But a lot of people, you saw a lot of New York license plates. I saw a lot of Bills hats going into the event. Not as many as Make America Great Again hats, but I saw a lot of Bills hats, a lot of Ohio license plates. And on the shuttle, the people in front of us were actually from Michigan and wanting to see President Trump in Erie.
Well, Pennsylvania has emerged as one of the most important battleground states right now. He, I think, mentioned last night, if he wins Pennsylvania, he
it's
wins
over.
It all.
Yeah, he mentioned that a few times, and also mentioned a few times that Joe Biden claims Pennsylvania, but he left when he's 9, and that he wants people to know he went to college in Pennsylvania. So that was a point he made as well. But he said, again, just like the pandemic, numerous times that if he wins Pennsylvania, that's what won it for him in 2016, and he's hoping that's what happens in 2020 to put him over 270.
It's kind of strange, you know, anybody there around you talking about, and I was thinking about this yesterday, that it is weird this is this closest that, you know, not just the president, but any political candidate who was running for president, going all the way back into the Democratic primaries, the closest they're coming to Buffalo. And I think Buffalo here, we've become accustomed to stops from whether it's a run in the general election or just somebody running in the primary, one of those stops through Western New York, and it hasn't happened yet. And the same thing I would imagine would go for a lot of the country because of COVID and the campaigns not really operating the way they have been. Anybody kind of talking about that, like, hey, this is strange, this is like the only campaign event?
I did hear overhear someone say that this is the first time they can remember a president on the campaign trail going through Erie, Pennsylvania. But, I mean, think about President Trump in 2016 during the primary. He was in Buffalo. He was in Rochester twice during the primary. This is the closest. He's coming to Buffalo. But, Brian, I'll say one. There's several good things about the mask. The one good thing about the mask is people don't talk. So people aren't, you know, talking, and you don't have to have someone talk your ear off when you're trying to just stay in your lane and watch the president.
All right. How long did he speak, and what was the energy level like throughout?
The energy level was great. It was interesting right before he got on stage. They played the song from Step Brothers that they sang at the Cantina Wine Mixer. I found that to be an interesting choice of music. But the energy level was great. I mean, you could tell the passion was great, even though the president was 45 minutes late for a 7 o'clock rally that I think started at 7:45. He was off the stage before 8:45 and on the plane before 9. Like I said, I was on a shuttle bus right before 10 o'clock, and that was after close to an hour waiting to get on that. But I thought the energy level was great. And again, it was classic Trump. You know, he started on the teleprompter, and then he'd go to off the teleprompter and do his look around. By the way, in the middle of the speech, the microphones did give out, and he kind of just walked around the stage trying to pump the crowd up. So, again, it was your typical Trump event, and people had masks on, and that's one thing you're not hearing. And to Brian's point, it probably is one of the first rallies that they were really pushing the mask thing, but from the minute you got there in the lots to get on the shuttle, the mask thing was kind of pushed, kind of enforced very well.
Interesting to know. That's our Joe Beamer, who's down in Erie yesterday, and you'll hear a couple more clips from the president throughout the morning here on WBEN.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.